بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب المصافحة عند اللقاء بشاشة الوجه وتقبيل يد الرجل الصالح وتقبيل ولده شفقة ومعانقة القادم من سفر وكراهية الانحناء. This is the chapter on it being mustahab to shake hands when meeting and having a cheerful face. Also, kissing the hand of a pious person, kissing one's child out of compassion and love, and embracing the person, making mu'anaqah with that person who arrives from a journey. And also, it is being makruh to bow down when a person is meeting somebody, or to lower his body when he is meeting some person. An Abi al-Khattab Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anha qala, قلت لأنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أكانت المصافحة في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم رواه البخاري. As Abu Khattab Qatada says that I asked Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه, did the Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم shake hands? So he replied yes. So musafaha, shaking hands, this is permissible. It is sabit from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When two people meet, then they shake hands. This is called musafaha. It is permissible for males to make musafaha to males, not for males to make musafaha with ghair mahram females. So many times people are working in a corporate companies and places, and we find in the West, this is very common, that a man shakes hand with a woman, and they are not mahrams, and it is very common amongst them. We are Muslims, and it is not permissible for us to shake hands with those women who are not our mahrams. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tamamul, the completion of salam is musafaha. Tamamul salam, al-musafaha. So when a person is making musafaha, it should be preceded with salam. So you don't just shake hands, but you make assalamu alaikum first and then you shake hands or make it together. In other words, you don't shake hands only. You make salam, and if you wish to shake hands, you will shake hands. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى قال لما جاء أهل اليمن قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد جاءكم أهل اليمن وهم أول من جاء بالمصافحة رواه أبو داود إسناد صحيح. أنس رضي الله عنه narrates, when the people of Yemen came to Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the people of Yemen have come to you, and they were the first people to perform musafaha. So musafaha was already found before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this to the Sahaba, and therefore he endorsed and he approved of this practice of musafaha, and he mentioned in this hadith that the people of the Yemen were the first people to make musafaha. Now it becomes a sunnah to make musafaha because it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وعن البراء رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلمين يلتقيان فيتصافحان إلا غفر لهما قبل أن يفترقا رواه أبو داود. He says, Rasulullah says that no two Muslims meet and they make musafaha with each other except that their minor sins are all forgiven. So this is the benefit of musafaha. When we shake hands, then before our hands part, so you give your hand to the other person, before your hands part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out all the minor sins of both people. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.